You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Thousands of farmers' collectives across the states are now able to sell a host of unique agricultural products, including rice, pulses, honey, millets, mushrooms, spices, and value-added products on the government's e-commerce platform, Open Network for Digital Commerce. Since the Farmers Producer Organization started joining the ONDC platform in April 2023, 4,000 such bodies so far have sold as many as 3,100 varieties of value-added agricultural products using the facility. Officials said that the target is to bring 6,000 FPOs into Pan-India Digital Marketplace by the end of FY24. The platform is being promoted by the government as an alternative to global e-commerce majors such as Amazon and Walmart for supporting small enterprises. Next up, the Ministry of Mines has set a new target to put 500 blocks of minerals on auction by 2025-26, which will include rare earth elements and precious metals, a goal that was earlier envisaged to be achieved by 2024 end. The target was to put 500 blocks on the auction by 2024, but due to COVID, it cannot be done. Union Minister for Coal and Mines Prahlad Joshi said, while addressing reporters, adding that the government will now strive to reach the target by 2025-26. The minister also informed that 368 blocks have been auctioned so far and some more notice inviting tenders are in pipeline. The government began auctioning mineral blocks in the year 2015-16. In another news, the private charter plane industry is all set to have a blockbuster year in 2024. After a strong 2023 due to state elections and the six-week-long Cricket World Cup, the grand event of the Ram Temple opening in Ayodhya last week and the upcoming general elections are expected to drive the demand for private charters to new highs. Rajan Mehra, CEO, Club One Air said, there was a time when election travel started a month or two before the voting, but now it starts 4 months in advance. Notably, Club One Air is India's largest and oldest charter operator with a fleet of 10 fixed-wing passenger jets. Moving on, five mid-cap IT firms increased their net headcount during the October-December quarter, despite it being traditionally a weak quarter for the sector. The top four firms saw a decline of more than 21,000 in their employee headcount during the period. Out of the five mid-cap firms, Tata Elxsi and Cyan DET added to their headcount for the fourth quarter in a row, while Tata Elxsi added 1,614 employees to reach 13,221 at the end of Q3. Cyan DET added a total of 985 employees, thus reaching a total staff strength of 15,678 at the end of the December quarter. Birlasoft added more than 160 employees to reach a total count of 12,356. Meanwhile, as the curtains come down on the FAME second scheme, the debate within the government and industry is whether it should be extended in its current format to FAME 3. The efficacy of the scheme is not in doubt, it has delivered. However, opinions vary on every aspect of the scheme. The aim of FAME 2 was to drive EV sales by offering subsidies since EVs are relatively more expensive than internal combustion engine vehicles and hence cannot be price warriors. FAME 2, which has an outlay of Rs 10,000 crore, has so far subsidized more than 1 million two-wheelers, about 150,000 three-wheelers and 17,000 odd public transport four-wheelers. Subsidies range between 15-25% across segments. Moving ahead, India has made big strides in the green energy sector over the last decade, with renewable power constituting 43% of the total installed power capacity in 2022-23, up from 31% in 2014-15, data from the Central Electricity Authority showed. The total renewable energy installed capacity has reached 180 gigawatts in 2023, against 75.5 gigawatts in 2014 as per data. The percentage of fossil fuel-based power has reduced to 57% from 69% in 2014-15. The government has now set a target to triple its renewable energy share to 500 gigawatts by 2030. For this financial year, the government has targeted an addition of 16,602 circuit kilometers of transmission lines. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Monday. GIFT Nifty traded up by 94.50 points or 0.44% at 21,631.50, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Monday. Previously, on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 lost 101.35 points or 0.47% to settle at 21,352.60, while the BSE Sensex closed 359.64 points or 0.51% lower to 70,700.67. Key stocks to watch in trade are Verizon Communications, BSNL, Yes Bank, HPCL, Shri Dinesh Mills, ITC, Bajaj Finance, Adani Green Energy Limited, Bharat Electronics, Gail India, Aditya Birla Sun Life AMC and JSW Steel, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.